Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good afternoon to all of you. Oh my goodness, is there anyone in the cathedral? Good afternoon to all of you.
Good afternoon.
It is good to be back with you. That is for certain. Me da mucho gusto de poder estar o regresarme para estar con todos ustedes. Y le doy las gracias a Dios por todo su esfuerzo durante mi tiempo de esta enfermedad y por sus oraciones. I give thanks to God for the gift of your prayers and the gift of the warmth of all that you have asked of our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph and all the saints in praying for me throughout these last 2 months. For those of you joining us via Internet, social media, it is good to be back with you this day, giving thanks to God for all that He does for us and acknowledging Him for who He is. Gracias a todos ustedes que siempre están aquí con nosotros vía el Facebook y YouTube, y espero que este día sea bendecido para todos ustedes y sus familias. My dear family, gathering all our faith and realizing what that leads us to believe, let us acknowledge our sins, knowing that God will forgive us. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
God, who caused the minds of the faithful to unite in a single purpose, grant your people to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that amid the uncertainties of this world, our hearts may be fixed on that place where true gladness is found. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Lectura del libro del profeta Isaías. Esto dice el Señor a Sebna, mayordomo del palacio: Te echaré de tu puesto y te destituiré de tu cargo. Aquel mismo día llamaré a mi siervo, a Alasín, el hijo de Elcías. Le vestiré tu túnica, le ceñiré tu banda y le traspasaré tus poderes. Será un padre para los habitantes de Jerusalén y para la casa de Judá. Pondré la llave del palacio de David sobre su hombro. Lo que él abra, nadie lo cerrará. Lo que él cierre, nadie lo abrirá. Lo fijaré como un clavo en muro firme, y será un trono de gloria para la casa de su padre. Palabra de Dios.
Hacia tu santuario, daré gracias a tu nombre, Señor, tu misericordia es eterna. No abandones la obra de tus manos. Por tu misericordia y tu lealtad, porque tu promesa supera tu fama. Cuando te invoqué, me escuchaste, acreciste el valor en mi alma. Señor, tu misericordia es eterna. Sublime, se fija en el humilde y de lejos conoce al soberbio. Señor, tu misericordia es eterna, no abandones la obra de tus manos. Señor, misericordia es eterna. No abandones, no abandones la obra de tus manos.
A reading from the book of the prophet of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to Shebna, master of the palace, I will thrust you from your office and pull you down from your station. On that day I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and gird him with your sash and give him over your authority. He shall be the father of the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place the key of the house of David on Eliakim's shoulder. When he opens, no one shall shut. When he shuts, no one shall open. I will fix him like a peg in a sure spot to be a place of honor for his family. The word of the Lord.
El Señor esté con ustedes. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, cuando llegó Jesús a la región de Cesarea de Filipo, hizo esta pregunta a sus discípulos: ¿quién dice la gente que es el Hijo del Hombre? Ellos le respondieron: unos dicen que eres Juan el Bautista, otros que Elías, otros que Jeremías o alguno de los profetas. Luego les preguntó: ¿y ustedes? ¿Quién dicen que soy yo? Simón Pedro tomó la palabra y le dijo: tú eres el Mesías, el Hijo de Dios vivo. Jesús le dijo entonces: dichoso tú, Simón, hijo de Juan, porque esto no te lo ha revelado ningún hombre, sino mi Padre, que estás en los cielos. Y yo te digo a ti que tú eres Pedro, y sobre esta piedra edificaré mi iglesia. Los poderes del infierno no prevalecerán sobre ella. Yo te daré las llaves del reino de los cielos. Todo que antes en la tierra quedará atado en el cielo, y todo lo que deseares en la tierra quedará desatado en el cielo. Y los ordenó a sus discípulos que no dejaran a nadie que era el Mesías. Palabra del Señor.
First, I will not remove my mask to speak. It will have to be like that for a while. But I am very grateful to all of you for carrying me in your prayers throughout these last 2 months that have been greatly challenging. And as I am able to be with you today for the first time in the public forum, I ask one thing of you, and that is that you please pray for those who are enduring this virus today, those who are struggling to take that breath, those who are having to endure whatever medical treatment they are enduring. Pray for their families who cannot be with them. And I don't know how you would feel that if the one you love is sick and very sick and you cannot be there to hold their hand. Pray for them, for what they are enduring. Pray for those who have entrusted their loved ones to our Almighty Father, for they endured so much that the Lord said, come home. Pray for their families, pray for their loved ones. And who do we pray to? It is the one that is posing the question to you and me: who do you say I am? Who do you say that Jesus is? In good times and in good health, we are easy to say, you are God, the Good Shepherd, the one I thank for everything that is going right and everything I'm able to enjoy today. Praise be to God that you include him in that joy, in those good times, and in that health. But who do you say he is when the bad times are being experienced, or the sickness is being endured. Who is he then? Ask yourself as I have asked myself. Who is he? The answer is simple. He is still the Good Shepherd. He is still the gracious God. He is still Christ himself, who has come to give of himself out of love for you and me, the one who will not abandon you nor me, and so therefore we must always remember that in those not so good times, in those moments where we are suffering, he hasn't changed who he is. But have you changed your mind about who he is? My dear family, we can never allow what we have to go through in this world to ever change our minds and our hearts to believe in who Jesus is. He is always the Good Shepherd, leading us, yes, even through the valley of death, leading us through the not so green pastures, and bringing us into the fresh waters where he gives us rest and allows us to regain strength. So who is he for you today? Who is he for you every day? As I ask myself that question, and you ask yourself that question, let us not fail to have the true answer. Christ, the one who came into the world to be with you, to show you the way, and embrace you and me in his truth. Jesús pregunta este día, ¿quién dices que soy yo? Es interesante cómo en los tiempos buenos y en el buen salud podemos decir, Él es el buen pastor, Él es el que me ha bendecido en este tiempo cuando estoy bien. Este tiempo, cuando todo está bien. Pero ¿qué pasa cuando llegamos en los tiempos malos? O llegamos en la enfermedad. ¿Todavía contestamos que Él es el buen pastor? ¿Todavía creemos que Él es el Cristo Rey que vino para ayudarnos, enseñándonos el camino y abrazándonos en su amor? ¿O hemos cambiado la respuesta a esa pregunta y pensamos algo diferente de Jesús? Hermanos y hermanas, si son los tiempos buenos, o si es en el buen salud, o si es en el tiempo malo y en la enfermedad, Jesús nunca cambia quién es. Sigue siendo el buen pastor. Sigue siendo el Cristo que nos enseña en el sufrimiento y en la salud, en el tiempo mal y en tiempo bueno, que no estamos solos. Pero ahí está Él, caminando con nosotros y a veces cargándonos cuando ya no podemos caminar. Cuando nos parece que es mucho, y ahí está, a un lado, enfrente y atrás, cuidando desde la mano, para que sepas que no estás solo o sola. Él nunca cambia quién es. La pregunta es, ¿has cambiado tú cómo lo ves? Y al mismo tiempo, como Jesús nunca cambia quién es Él, Él nunca cambia cómo te ve. Siempre, en todos los tiempos, te ve como hijo, hija, hermano y hermana. Porque siempre eres el que Él ama. Que lo vemos igualito, como siempre es Él. El Cristo, nuestro Salvador, Redentor, buen Pastor, Dios, que siempre camina con nosotros, hasta junto con Él llegamos en la vida eterna, donde Él vive por los siglos de los siglos. Amén. God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things are made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate, suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great confidence in our Father's love, let us ask that he accept these petitions.
For Pope Francis, that he may be guided by the Holy Spirit, so that we may grow ever closer to truly realizing the mission of Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por los funcionarios públicos que hemos elegido para que se dejen guiar por la comprensión hacia las personas que sirven, roguemos al Señor.
For those suffering from chronic illnesses and for their caregivers and loved ones, that they may be given courage and hope to endure the crosses that they bear, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por todos nosotros aquí hoy, para que la manera en que servimos a los necesitados revele quién es el Señor de nuestra comunidad y del mundo, roguemos al Señor.
That God may extend His healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Adela G. Alvarez, Susana Molina, Calvin Lawson, Chance Pettis, and for all virus victims and all affected by the virus. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Dios Padre, todo esto te presentamos por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amén. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his holy church. Señor, que con un mismo y único sacrificio adquiriste para ti un pueblo de adopción, concede propicio a tu iglesia los dones de la unidad y de la paz. Por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, for you laid the foundations of the world, and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image, and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Santo, 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 es el Señor Dios del universo. Heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad. Por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la fusión de tu Espíritu, de manera que se conviertan para nosotros en el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan, dando de gracias lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo que será entregado por ustedes. De mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz y dando de gracia de nuevo lo pasó a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y beban todos de él, porque ese es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Así
pues, Padre, a celebrar ahora el memorial de la muerte y resurrección de tu Hijo, te ofrecemos el pan de vida y cáliz de salvación, y te damos gracias porque nos haces dignos de servirte en tu presencia. Te pedimos humildemente que el Espíritu Santo congregue en la unidad a cuantos participamos del cuerpo y sangre de Cristo. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit,
All glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Señor Jesucristo, que dijiste a tus apóstoles, la paz les dejo, mi paz les doy. No tengas en cuenta nuestros pecados, sino la fe de tu iglesia, y conforme a tu palabra, concédele la paz y la unidad. Tú que vives y reinas por los siglos de los siglos. Amén. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
caminando juntos hacia el altar a recibir la Santa Comunión. En el vino y en el pan encontramos la presencia del Señor. Pan, pan y vino, cuerpo y sangre de nuestro Señor. Pan, pan de vida, alimenta nuestro pobre corazón. Somos uno en nuestro Dios, no hay diferencias en los ojos del Señor. Pobres, ricos comparten ya del banquete celestial de su amor. Pan, pan y vino, cuerpo y sangre de nuestro Señor. Pan, pan de vida, alimenta nuestro pobre corazón. Este santo lugar, su amor nos acompañará, su gracia fortalecerá. Pan, pan y vino, cuerpo y sangre de nuestro Señor. Pan, pan de vino, alimenta nuestro pobre corazón.
Let us stand in prayer. Complete within us, O Lord, we pray, the healing work of your mercy, and graciously perfect and sustain us, so that in all things we may please you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, my dear family, I'm grateful again to everyone, in a special way to Bishop Movey, who has been very supportive always is, but in a very special way throughout this time of illness. I'm very grateful to him for his fatherly love and his support in everything he's been doing. Also to Father Stemler, who has been here in my absence, and also to my brother priest, Father Roy, and Father Jose, who have been covering the daily masses as well. So I'm very grateful to them, and will continue to assist me for a while. But all in all, let us keep each other in prayer. Let us ask the Lord to watch over all of you and all those that are our neighbors in this time of pandemic. And I don't think there's any announcements. If there are, they should be in your bulletin. But on the cover of your bulletin, you have the prayer of St. Joseph. We, on the second Wednesday of this month, the bishop asked ourselves to to consecrate our diocese and our families to the prayers of Saint Joseph. So I invite you to please offer this prayer as a family at home and ask Saint Joseph to pray for you, who was entrusted to protect and take care of Mary and Jesus. And so we ask him to intercede in praying for all of our families, wherever they may be, and under the prayers that he offers, we are protected from all harm. And so before we conclude, we offer this prayer. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. We come to you and ask you to take under your special protection our diocese and our families God has given us. Through holy baptism, we became children of God and members of his holy church. We consecrate ourselves to you this day, that through this consecration, we may become your foster children. Guard us, guard our steps in life. Form our hearts after the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Saint Joseph, who felt the tribulation and worry of a parent when the child Jesus was lost, protect us for time and eternity. May you be our Father and Counselor. Let us, like Jesus, grow in age as well as in wisdom and grace before God and others. Preserve us from the corruption and illnesses of this world, and give us the grace one day to be united with Jesus, Mary, and yourself in heaven forever. Amen. Praying for all of you, orando por todos ustedes, que San José siempre ofrezca sus oraciones para su hogar, su familia, y donde van y donde llegan, que son protectados de todo el mal del mundo y de las enfermedades también. Que Dios me los cuidan donde van, donde llegan, y que siempre recordamos quién es Jesús. Siempre es nuestro Salvador, nuestro hermano, nuestro Dios. El Señor esté con ustedes. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Demos gracias a Dios. Que pasen un buen domingo y una buena semana. May you have a very blessed Sunday and a very blessed week. But before we go, let us ask our Blessed Mother now to pray for our brothers and sisters in the way of the storm. You know, we constantly get spared here, praise God, but our brothers and sisters are having to endure and prepare for something that we can't even imagine. So let us ask our Blessed Mother Mary to protect all our brothers and sisters in the path of the storms of Laura and Marco. Let's ask that Marco and Laura get in a fight in the Gulf and beat each other up, and then they disperse and they never make landfall. So let's pray for that, and let's ask for the protection of the holy angels upon all of them. We offer one Hail Mary in English and one Hail Mary in Spanish. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Dios te salve, María, llena eres de gracia. El Señor es contigo. Bendita tú eres entre todas las mujeres, y bendito es el fruto de tu vientre, Jesús. Santa María, Madre de Dios, ruega por nosotros pecadores, ahora y en la hora de nuestra muerte. Amén. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us.